Well, good morning. It is July 29th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be picking up in Judges 12, Acts 16, Jeremiah 25, and Mark chapter 11. So let's get to the word today. Judges chapter 12 this morning. Judges chapter 12. And the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and went northward and said unto Jephthah, Wherefore passest thou over to fight against the children of Ammon? Didst not call us to go with thee? We will burn thine house upon thee with fire. And Jephthah said unto them, I and my people were at great strife with the children of Ammon. And when I called you, you delivered me not out of their hands. And when I saw that ye delivered me not, I put my life in my hands and passed over against the children of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hand. And wherefore, when are ye come up unto me this day to fight against me? And then Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim. And the men of Gilead smote Ephraim, because they said, Ye Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim among the Ephraimites and among the Manassites. And the Gileadites took the passages of Jordan before the Ephraimites. And it was so that when the Ephraimites which were escaped said, Let me go over, and the men of Gilead said unto them, Art thou an Ephraimite? If he said, Nay, then said they unto him, Say now, Shibboleth. And he said, Shibboleth. He said, Sibboleth, not Shibboleth, for he could not frame to pronounce it right. Then they took him and slew him at the passage of Jordan, and there fell at the time of the Ephraimites 42,000. And Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. And then died Jephthah the Gileadite and was buried in one of the cities of Gilead. And after him, Isban of Bethlehem judged Israel. And he had 30 sons and 30 daughters whom he sent abroad and took in 30 daughters from abroad for his sons. And he judged Israel 7 years. And then Ibzan and his was, and then he died and was buried at Bethlehem. And after him, Elon, a Zebulunite, judged Israel, and he judged Israel 10 years. And then Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried at Ajalon in the country of Zebulun. After him, Abdon, the son of Hillel, a Pirathonite, judged Israel. And he had 40 sons and 30 nephews that rode on 70 ass colts. Then he judged Israel 8 years. And Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Pirathonite, died and was buried at Pirathon in the land of Ephraim in the mount of the Amalekites. And that was Judges chapter 12. Let's move on over to Acts 16. Acts 16 this morning. Acts 16. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman which was a Jewess and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them to the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in faith and increased in number daily. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they had come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. And there stood a man of Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, Come over unto Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately he endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. And therefore, losing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city in the part of Macedonia and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath day we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord had opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of by Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. She constrained us. It came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by soothsaying. And the same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." And this did she for many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her." And he came out of her that same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of the gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace under the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of the sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." And then he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And then he took them that same hour at night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all of his, straightway. And when he had brought them into the house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the sergeant, saying, "Let those men go." And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, "And the magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace." But Paul said unto them, "They have beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison, and now they do thrust us out privately? Nay, verily, but let them come out thither and fetch us out." And the sergeants told these words to the magistrates, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and besought them, and brought them out, and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison, and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them, and departed. That was Acts 16. Let's move on over to Jeremiah chapter 25 today. Jeremiah 25. If I can get my Bible pages not to stick. Jeremiah 25, the word that came to Jeremiah concerning the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the king of Josiah, king of Judah, that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah the son of Amon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that is the 23rd year, the word of the Lord hath come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. And the Lord hath sent unto you all of his servants and prophets, rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, turn ye again now, every one from his evil way, and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord hath given unto you and to your fathers for ever and ever. And go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with your works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. And yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that ye might provoke me to anger with your works of your hands to your hurt. And therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, because ye have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against the land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and a hissing, and a perpetual desolation. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of myrrh, and the voice of gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, and sound of the millstones, and the light of the candle. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. It shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity, in the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it a perpetual desolation. And I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah hath prophesied against all the nations. And many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also. And then I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of the fury of my wrath, and cause all the nations to whom I send thee to drink it. And they shall drink, and be moved, and be mad, because of the sword that I send among them. And then I took the cup of the Lord's hand and made all the nations to drink unto whom the Lord had sent me, to wit, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah and the kings thereof and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation and an astonishment, a hissing and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all of his people, and all the mingled people, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ashkelon, and Aza, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyrus, all the kings of Zidon, and the kings of the isles which are beyond the sea, Dedan, and Temah, and Buz, and all that are in the utmost corners, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings mingled people that dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with one another, and all the kingdoms of the world which are upon the face of the earth, and the king of Shishak shall drink after them. And therefore thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye, and be drunken, and spew, and fall, and rise no more, and be because of the sword which I will send upon among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup of thine hand to drink, then shalt thou say unto them, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, ye shall certainly drink. For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name, and should ye be utterly unpunished, ye shall not be unpunished. For I will call for a sword upon the inhabitants of the earth, saith the Lord God of hosts. And therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout, as they that tread the grapes against the inhabitants of the earth. Noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all the flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the Lord, to the sword, saith the Lord. And thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at the day from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. And they shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground. Howl, ye shepherds, and cry, and wallow yourselves in ashes, ye principal of the flock. For the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished. And then ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel. And the shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and a howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard, and the Lord hath spoiled their pasture, and the peaceable habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. And he hath forsaken his covert as the lion, for their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. That was Jeremiah chapter 25. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 today. And when they came by night, and then when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethpage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never sat a man. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do you need this? Say that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way, and found the colt tied by the door, without the place there two ways met, and they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, well, what do ye, loosing the colt? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let him go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments to him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches of the trees, and strawed them in the way, and they that went before him and that followed him cried out, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh to the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of the Father of David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest! And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about on all things, now eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of the figs was not yet. Jesus answered and said unto him, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast them out that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out of the city, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree that thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answered and saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he asketh. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye will receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive. And if ye have aught against any, that your Father also in heaven may forgive you of your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. And they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there came unto him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, and saying to him, What authority dost thou these things? By what authority dost thou these things? And who gave thee this authority to do these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of man? Answer me. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say, Why then did we not believe him? But if we say of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. And they answered and said unto Jesus, We cannot tell. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. Well, amen. That was our reading today for July 29th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure, if you have not done so, to leave a comment in the comment section or leave a reaction to this video. I'll be sure to mark that on down. And so just thank you guys so much for joining me each and every day. It's a blessing. And again, just praise God for reading the scriptures every day with you. But that said, let's open our day with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for another day that you have given to us to use for you. Help us today, God, in whatever we do, God, to honor you in all things. Lord, I pray. Lord, we love you. Lord, we want to live for you. Lord, we want the wisdom and the insight, Lord, that your word gives in order to do so. And so, Lord, grant that to us, Lord, we pray. Use this word in our hearts and our lives today, Lord, to be able to live for you, Lord, in all areas and aspects. Lord, we love you, and indeed we give this day to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.